brought to you by Penguin.
Pirate Enlightenment, or The Real Libertalia, by David Graeber. Read by Roger Davis.
Preface. This essay was first written to be a chapter of a collection of essays about divine kingship that I co-authored with Marshall Sahlins. When I had been carrying out my original field research in Madagascar between 1989 and 1991, I first learned not only that many of the Caribbean pirates had settled in Madagascar, but even more, that their descendants remained there as a self-identified group, a fact I discovered when I was briefly, romantically involved with a woman whose ancestry harked back to Sainte-Marie. Later, I was startled by the fact that no one had ever carried out systematic field research among them. I even made plans at one point in my life to carry out a fieldwork project among them, plans that ended up short-circuited by life contingencies of one sort or another, and never came to fruition. Someday I might still do it. I acquired a photocopy, around that time, of the Mayer manuscript after a visit to the British Library, which for a very long time sat in a pile of books and documents near a large picture window in the room in which I'd grown up in my apartment in New York, on extremely large sheets of paper, barely legible in its 18th century handwriting. For many years I often felt it was slightly reproachfully beckoning to me from across the room as I was trying to work on something else. Then, when I lost my home to the machinations of police intelligence in 2014, I had the whole thing scanned, along with various family pictures and documents too bulky to bring with me to London, and eventually I arranged to have it transcribed. It was always something of a mystery to me that the text itself had never been published, especially since the British Library original, which had been composed in Mauritius, contained a little note explaining that a typescript version of the text could be found in the Academie Malgache in Antananarivo, and that if one wished to view it, one should consult with a certain Monsieur Valette. Several essays by French authors, who had clearly consulted with and summarised portions of this typescript, had appeared, but the original manuscript, a scholarly tome in its own right, replete with numerous critical footnotes, never had. Eventually, I realised I had accumulated enough material on the pirates to make an interesting essay in itself. The original title, since it was supposed to be in an essay for a book on kings, was Pirate Enlightenment, The Mock Kings of Madagascar, the subtitle being a reference to a short book by Daniel Defoe about Henry Avery. In the process of writing, however, the essay grew and grew. Before long, it was a good 70 single-spaced pages, and I began to seriously wonder both whether it would make the resulting compendium itself too long, and whether the subject matter had drifted too far away from the original emphasis on fraudulent kings to really justify inclusion, and larger questions of whether all kings were, in a sense, impostors, with the differences between them being only matters of degree. In the end, I decided everyone hates a long essay, everyone loves a short book. Why not turn the essay into a freestanding work and let it stand on its own merits? And that is what I have done. The opportunity to publish the book with Libertalia Press proved impossible to resist. The image of Libertalia, the utopian pirate experiment, has remained an endless source of inspiration for those on the libertarian left. It has always been felt that, even if it did not exist, it should have existed, or even if it did not exist in any literal sense, even if there was never any actual settlement that bore that name, the very existence of pirates and pirate societies was itself a kind of experiment, and that even at the deepest origins of what has come to be known as the Enlightenment Project, one now seen in revolutionary quarters as a false dream of liberation that has instead unleashed unspeakable...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?